one of our leading contemporary Māori artists is Shane Cotton. And this weekend, he'll be returning to a place that he grew up in, down in the Hutt Valley, where he is opening his first public show for a long time at Te Awa Kairangi. It's part of the Dallas Art Museum's 50th anniversary program, where they want to put together contemporary toy Māori, the best of. And Shane, of course, well known to artists and art lovers across Aotearoa and beyond. He hails from Ngāti Rangi, Ngāti Hine and Turi Taniwha. And it's really great to have him on the show today. I've just stopped him from running around the block. Shane, sorry about that, brother. Te la koe.
Excuse the breathlessness, whānau, but I'm just in the middle of a run. But yeah, no, it's great to be back. You know, we actually had this show in the pipeline pre-COVID, so it's kind of been hanging in the wings for a few years now, and so we're looking forward to getting things underway on the Saturday.
Ka pai. How many pieces will you be displaying at the Dallas, Shane?
There'll be about upwards of 30 works on show, a wide variety of works. I've painted some popo, which is a first for me. I was given some recycled kauri from an old building in K Road in Auckland, which has been, that arco's been sitting in my studio for about 5 or 6 years. So I thought, well, this might be the time for that to come out. So there's some pieces like that. There's a small dinghy waka piece that my father-in-law built for me, which I've painted up. So there's pieces of sculpture, some popo, some works on paper, and paintings on canvas.
You've studied with some of the best of our Māori artists and kaiako over the years, Shane. Who do you like to reference or credit for the help and guidance, mentorship that they've provided you, Shane?
Oh, look, there's many, many, many Māori artists and people who have helped me along the way. But I have to give credit to Putahi Atoi at Manawatū at Palmer University, where I worked for a number of years, in particular Bob Yonke, and all the staff there. You know, I mean, that was a massive injection for me in terms of tikanga and kaupapa and conceptual development. So yeah, but oh look, so many artists. I mean, I'm inspired by, you know, our tohunga, the guys Cliff Whiting and Tara, you know, even Emily Karaka, even today, they're all inspirational artists in terms of the way that they just keep pushing the envelope in terms of what we know as, or what we see as contemporary Māori art. So yeah.
You can take a piece and see in it what most of us don't, and that's potential to whakamana, whakamāori, pieces of what people might see as ordinary everyday products. I mean, that's one side of your work, but then there's the work on canvas or on paper, as you referenced as well. Do you ever have self-doubt that, you know, because a conceptual idea will come to you, maybe I could do this, and then as you approach it, think, well, maybe that's a little over the top or the like, or do you just get a feeling and go with it, Shane?
No, both those things happen. There's been many images over the years which I've kind of had to deal with. Some of these images are quite powerful images, and basically that's the nature of the game, really, is getting close to certain things where there is a lot of uncertainty. But I've found in these things that there's also masses of amount of potential that lay in some of these original images. And, you know, they're compelling images, and I am compelled to sort of re-represent them in another way. And actually, without really trying to present conclusions, really just maybe actually put out a lot more pātai questions about the nature of these images and how we actually consume them, you know.
How does your dual heritage, your one parent Māori, one Pākehā, how do you think that weaves its way into your thought patterns and eventually into your art, Shane?
you know, I mean, I think, to be honest, I mean, for me, I've been pigeonholed as a person who deals with this idea of biculturalism. But to be honest, I'm not really a bicultural artist because I, you know, I don't have the real. I don't know certain things in our Māori world that are important to us, although I have learned a great deal over the years. And so, you know, in a way, I know a great deal about the Pākehā world. And to be honest, I know not that much about the Māori world. So in some senses, I'm not really truly bicultural, you know. But for me, that is part of the journey. And I think that the way that I kind of approach things in terms of my practice really kind of reflects that dilemma in some ways, but also, again, that the potentiality of that position. That I know that many of us are in a very similar waka in terms of our journey in life, eh?
Very much so. And even the brutal honesty that you've just shared, perhaps reflected in your work more than we realise. You make and create some really interesting things. Look, mate, I've interrupted your run. So, you know, how important is a clear head to you? You know, some people create when they've been on the Vinos or whatever. But, you know, I'm sensing that you have a clear mind when you go into your studio and create, and that's impressive in its own right. How important to have everything sort of in sync in life, work, balance, and, you know, comfortable in your own skin to do the sorts of creations that you put together, Shane?
Hey, look, we all approach the process of creativity in our own ways. Sometimes, I'll be honest, I get sort of painter's block. You know, I go into the studio some days and I stare at blank canvases. And one has always got to push a little wee bit harder to try and squeeze out the detail and develop kaupapa in that way. So, you know, it's always a challenge, but I like the challenge. I like the sort of, you know, the creative process for me is very much about freedom of expression. And that really is the essence of the whole game. And it's, you know, just being able to sort of express one in one's own way and then deliver it to the audience and let those guys make their minds up about its worthiness or importance. But, yeah, no, I try and stay off the Vinos when I'm making the money. Vino at the end of the day.
Fair enough too, Shane. Look, mate, many people, many galleries would have been clamouring for a show featuring your work. You've got an international profile, very highly regarded. How come you chose the Dalles to allow that to happen?
Well, you know, because I was born in Upper Hutt, so this place is kind of special to me, and I still have a lot of whānau who live in Upper Hutt and in Wellington as well. So, I mean, at some point, I just wanted to do a dedicated show in this area, and then you know, bring whānau and friends along, and just to present a presentation of work. So that was actually one of the driving factors. And the other thing is too is that, you know, you get offered these shows, and when a public gallery comes knocking, you know, you don't say no, I'm not going to do the show. You try and fit it into your schedule. So, you know, I want to thank the Dowse Art Gallery for giving me the opportunity, and it actually goes back to the previous director, Courtney Johnson, who I was having talks with, but then she moved on to another job at the Papa, and now Carl is the new director. We carried on that conversation. So, yeah, very thankful. It's awesome.